You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. Up next, we've got an interview from Assistant News Director Miles Brewer, who is joined by Jim and Sue Heinstra as they talk about a very neat new exhibit going up down at White Rock Conservancy. That's starting this weekend.
So let's just assume that, you know, nobody's heard of the, or whoever's listening hasn't heard of the event. If you give a rundown on like time, place, and a general overview of what's happening, and then we'll kind of get into more detail after that.
Okay. So we have five sculptures set up at White Rock. And we've set them up about a month ago. And three of them are close to the visitor center. And two of them are on the town trail basically it starts at the Garst family farm, and it goes about a mile and a quarter to the top of the hill, and that's where we have one of our sculptures. The event on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Saturday is just an opportunity for people to come and do a couple things. The Garst family farm is open for self-guided tours, and then we will have our sculptures. We will be there for our sculptures if people want to visit and talk.
Yeah.
We're gonna set up at the top of the hill by a sculpture that we call
Pablo,
which Sue made, and we're gonna have a sort of an art fair kind of a tent there for shade. It's supposed to be a really nice day. The weather forecast is for 81 for a high, and sort of a cold front coming through. So I think it'll be a beautiful day. So anyway, we're going to have a tent up there. And as a reward for people to come up there, we're going to be passing out watermelon. So if they make the mile and a quarter hike up the hill to see Pablo, they get watermelon. And we're going to have another artist, a pop-up artist, up there who is from a company, from a studio called Lemonade Studios. And they do poetry, sort of on the spot. They will look at you, and then they will write a poem about you.
They use an old manual typewriter.
They'll type it up and they present the poem to you with understandingly that you're going to give them some sort of a tip. And there's also an old-fashioned Polaroid photo of whoever wants one with one of our with the top sculpture, Pablo. And it's going to be from 1 to 3. So there's two places to park to see our sculptures. One of them would be at the visitor center. And that would be, there would be three sculptures within a couple hundred yards of the visitor center. And then
didn't want to walk the whole mile and a quarter trail, you could park again down at the Garst Farm and just walk up that hill, which is not a mile and a quarter. The hill is only, I don't know, it's not that long. But anyway.
So that sort of gives you a rundown of the event.
Mm-hmm. And then just to clarify here, so there's five statues, because just look at the press release. Looks like they said seven sculptures across five locations. I just want to make sure that's correct on my end.
There's five sculptures.
Five sculptures. Okay.
And yeah. I don't know what you're reading. You know, there might have been earlier press releases. We went through a lot of generations of thought process about how this is going to go. But we have two locations. One's by the visitor center. That has three of our sculptures. And the two of them are on the town trail.
Great. Okay. Yeah, this is just the press release that White Rock put out. So, you know, good to hear it from the source, right? And can you guys kind of talk about declarations? And I tried to do some digging on my end, and I couldn't really get a solid grasp of who they are and what they're doing, other than they're kind of a regional group and doing stuff for the area as far as art goes. But if you could explain a little more about that, that'd be great.
I don't know if we're the ones that should be telling you about that, because we were approached by Group Creative, which is a creative agency in Des Moines. They came up with this idea of declarations, which
and
is,
asked us to exhibit our stuff.
Yeah,
I see.
So we're not declarations is not our deal. We were just part of the ask to participate in.
But so, basically, it's kind of a celebration of public art, in observance of the 250th anniversary of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about public art.
Yes, public art in
central Iowa.
In areas that have some historic significance. Thus the connection between our stuff and White Rock, because White Rock has a lot of history. So putting public art in, and temporarily putting public art in areas that are historic for the 250th year of the country. That's sort of what the project. Does that help? Does that make sense? That's what the project is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And there's other projects. There's other art installations besides ours in various places around central Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I can't actually tell you where all of them are, but one of them is a sound installation in Clive somewhere. And one of them is
an interesting quilt project, water kind of project in the water. It's called Out at Wilson's Orchard, south of Des Moines. It's about nitrates in our water and also about quilting. It's very interesting.
Gotcha. You were approached to do this. Were you approached and asked to do it for White Rock, or did you select White Rock because of its I'm assuming that they chose White Rock.
White Rock is one of the locations that group creative that is doing the project called Declarations wanted to have sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew the kind of stuff that we had. And so they approached us to see if we would want to be participate in this, put our sculptures up at White Rock.
Okay.
And we said, sure, that would be great. So, and at that point, that was in, I don't know, it could have been in March. And that's when we were sort of debating about what goes up and where it is and all that kind of stuff. And so it went through a lot of generations of thought process before it. Before we actually got them up.
Gotcha.
And they'll be up, by the way, they'll be up through the end of August. So the first part of September, they'll all be coming down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that part. So I'm glad you brought up March, because I was going to ask you guys about the timeline of this. Were you approached and you had, like, hey, like, we like these statues, we want them to be here, or, you know, please make statues for this? And kind of
these were existing statues that we already had. So we didn't make we didn't make specific sculptures for that location. The creative people thought our sculptures would complement the landscape. So
yeah.
It wasn't okay. Well, Sue wants to make a comment.
And they actually didn't tell us that we had to use the sculptures we make. They said, you know, you're free to put up how many and whatever you choose. You can curate the exhibit as to your preference. So if we wanted to make a new one, we could. So that was, they left it all up to us.
Okay.
But let me just say that for us to make a new one, most of these sculptures take about 9 months for us to make. So it's not something that we can pound out in our studio in
a month,
in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So we sort of went back to we've been making these tall sort of
stack
sculptures. We call them stack sculptures. And we've been making these for a lot of years. So we
have a pretty good collection by now.
Yeah. Well,
and I'll just point this out too. This is necessarily for your story, just to let you know. We have another outdoor exhibit with our stack sculptures up at a place called Art Farm, Iowa, which is north of Mason City. So they also approached us to see if we would put some of our sculptures up for the summer. So we have some of our sculptures there and then some of our sculptures at White Rock. So
that's not for
your story, but just to tell you that we've got more out spread across the state of Iowa.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. And I'm looking at them right now, just from the press release that I was sent. And I mean, they look great. Just, well, kind of, I guess, congrats to you guys, or, you know, acknowledgement that I think you did a good job. Of course, it's all subjective, isn't it? But
yeah, we've gotten some really nice comments from people who have already seen them. Mm-hmm. And we end up, people send us selfies of themselves standing in front of our sculptures. So, I mean, that's sort of nice to see that people are actually know about it and they're participating in it and they're taking the trail. And I just like seeing that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that's appreciated. Kind of looking for background on you guys. I believe you're both Iowa natives, correct?
That's correct.
And are you guys in Western Iowa, or kind of what area are you both from?
We live in Des Moines.
Okay, so more central Iowa. And then besides, I mean, I guess both of you guys' occupations, just kind of trying to paint a picture of who both of you are without, you know, being invasive or too much detail.
So I'll talk talk about me just roughly. We were actually both grew up in Northwest Iowa, way up there in Sioux County and Lyon County. Orange City was my hometown where I grew up in. And Sue grew up in a little town called George, Iowa, up in Lyon County. We both went to Northwestern College up in Orange City, and that's where we met. We were both art majors. And so I worked as a photographer while I was in college. I worked for a local newspaper. And after college, I was already working at the newspaper, so I could just continue to work at the newspaper with an art degree. And we moved to Des Moines as Sue got a teaching job. I've just sort of continued to do photography. We did all creative art on the side, but I continued to do photography for basically my entire career, freelance photography, helped by the Register, did some work for them, did work for magazines. And so we were always doing, I'll let Sue tell you about herself, we were always doing art, but photography was my go-to profession where I was making money. Had a chance to be creative, but I was doing photography.
Yeah, and I have pretty much the same story. I had to work, you know, for a living, but always had to do art. It's like in you. It's part of me. I have to make art. I have to make stuff. I tried teaching for a while, and it didn't appeal to me at all because I didn't have the time and energy to do creating on my own that I wanted to do. So eventually I got into, I only had to work part-time, but then I, you know, after retirement is we both really got into it and are just having a great time.
That's great to hear. Is there anything that either of you think is pertinent that people know, or anything else you guys want to kind of bring to attention?
Yeah, I want to talk about the name of our show, which is called
Deep Roots
and Markers. And we came up with that because we're thinking about the land that the sculptures are on. And not only the obvious thing about deep roots with the prairie and deep roots with the history of White Rock, which has significant history, you know that because of the Garths and Khrushchev visiting and all that kind of stuff. But you think about all the people, all the humans that have come before this, before the 250th time of the country, we've had people roaming this state for 12,000 years. And you know, there's White Rock is an excellent location for people to have walked through, to have hunted, to have had their campfires. You just imagine, you know, all the people who have come through that area and made their own marks, because we know about the history of indigenous people because they were mark makers. They made marks. And
just as an artist has the need to make a mark on the world, they left their marks.
So that's how we sort of came up with a title of Deep Roots, both in terms of the biology, botany of the place, and the history of the place, and markers, because that's what we do. We make marks, and the Garst family farm has their own marks. They've made marks on the land, and Native Americans have made marks on the land, and so that's sort of what we were thinking about, it, making our art sort of relevant to the natural history and the other history.
And it's just been a great opportunity to show our work. We like to take our sculptures out one at a time and photograph them in an unusual place, for example. It's been a lot of fun to do these last few months. And then we got approached with this idea of the exhibit. And it's just really a pleasure to see our work out in this beautiful prairie and against the farmland. I mean, I have a close affinity to farmland. I grew up on a farm. And I love my red flag sculpture against the green cornfield right now. It just gives me a good feeling.
Absolutely.
Let me also say one other thing. Sure. You know, if on Saturday afternoon, if people make the walk from the parking lot up to our top sculpture on top of the hill called Pablo, the one that Sue made, the sculpture is awesome. The view is awesome.
Yes.
And you're going to get up there and you're just going to say, oh my gosh, you know, this is not what I thought Iowa was supposed to look like.
Right.
It will be an incredible reward for people who do that. Plus, they get a piece of watermelon and a Polaroid picture and a poem. I mean, it's just a win-win deal for anybody who wants to come there and experience it and make a beautiful walk. You walk along the prairie, you walk along the Raccoon River. There's a pasture on one side, a Raccoon River on the other side, and you just have this beautiful vista at the top. So it's worth it.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely have plenty, probably more than I needed or deserved out of you two. So I really appreciate your time. And unless there's anything else that you guys want to bring up.
I think we've talked about everything we want to talk about, and I appreciate you showing an interest in it.
I just want to thank you, Miles, for asking us to do this.
And that's going to wrap that up. So thanks a lot to Miles and Jim and Sue for that segment there. And again, that exhibit opens tomorrow down at White Rock Conservancy, just east of Coon Rapids.